Investigators say they want to question a 26-year-old man as they search for clues in the disappearance of Elizabeth Smart, the 14-year-old taken at gunpoint from her Salt Lake City home on June 5th. A Salt Lake police official said the man is only wanted for questioning, that he is not a suspect. Joining us from Salt Lake City to talk about the case is Derek Jensen, a staff reporter for the Deseret News. What's the latest on this young man who police want to question?
About an hour or two after they actually made the announcement that they were looking for him and wanted to question him, they apparently had some citizens spot his car. They released a description of his car, and someone has spotted that. And as of now, they've set up a command center and search perimeter in the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. I believe he's down in that area.
Mm-hmm. Who is this young man who's being described as a transient by police, and why do they want to talk to him if he's not a suspect?
He was spotted by a milkman who was in the area the morning before the kidnapping took place. Spotted a car that had a partial license plate that apparently have matched up with this gentleman's license plate. They believe he was in the area and may have seen something or possibly know something to do with the kidnapping case.
His name is Brett Michael Edmonds. Do we know anything else about him?
Police say he has a history of violence against police officers. In fact, he has a couple cases involving assault on a police officer, one in which he actually sprayed a police officer in the face with some mace. He also has two outstanding warrants, one for assault on a police officer and one for fraud. Police say, as far as they can tell, he doesn't have a history of a sex offense. And one of the things that they've been doing here is checking registered sex offenders to see if any of those people fit the suspect description. But he's living out of his car, apparently, the 1997 Green Saturn.
Police do say that they think they've talked to the kidnapper during their interviews on this case. What makes them say that?
Well, they're not positive about that, but they think they have a pretty good idea based on a profile they've developed with this guy. They've brought in some FBI profilers to kind of develop who this person might have been, where he might have been, how he might have known the family. They just think that he's someone that is still in the area, that was watching Elizabeth. Exactly how or how long, they're not positive, but now they're going back through and actually re-interviewing a lot of the people that they've already talked to.
It's been a week now since Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped. What's the sense of the city now? Is there fear that there is a suspect loose who's done this? Is the whole city involved, or have people gone back to their business essentially out there?
People here, I think it's more a sense of shock than a fear that this person might strike again, because a lot of what police are saying is that this is not just a random kidnapping. It's not something that most people should expect to happen to them. Whoever was after Elizabeth apparently was after her for a reason. So I think people here are shocked and just heartbroken for what's happened. There's been a real outpouring of community support with volunteers, with people donating supplies and other things.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Derek Jensen is a staff reporter for the Deseret News in Salt Lake City. He's covering the case of Elizabeth Smart, who was kidnapped from her home at gunpoint a week ago today.